And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear, again, 537-1350. Just one more segment with these folks. Lots more to talk about. I know, of course, the Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board meeting last night, Ron?
Did. It had several items on there. They had a couple of replats and final plats. So one was a replat of the KSU Foundation Edition there at 1800 Kimball Avenue, getting ready for building number two, which I think there's a groundbreaking ceremony for that later this week. Also, a final plat of the townhomes at Miller Ranch, just kind of doing some replat there at Brianna Court and Miller Parkway. Also, on the general agenda, they had an item to look at the Body First development. This is out on, it's a final development plan for the Body First Wellness and Recreation Center. That's a current facility that's out off of Hudson Avenue, just south of Amanda Arnold Elementary School. Speaks to the Sharing Brook, which is across the creek, but a lot of the Sharing Brook lots branch over the creek onto the east side of that, so it actually borders up to the part of the redevelopment, which they're also planning to utilize a portion of some of the Sharing Brook property for some drainage easements and detention as well. Anyway, they had a final development plan for that particular, they're getting ready to expand and make some additional indoor tennis facilities and other improvements there. And that was approved by the planning board. There was some discussion about some parking, and so there was a component of the final plat that was tabled until the developers could bring back a redo of some of the parking, actually reducing some of the parking footprint that was proposed there and preserve a little bit more green space. There's also a proposal to annex and rezone an area off of Grand Mirror Parkway in the Grand Champion Drive area. It's currently in the county planned unit development, residential planned unit development district to R1 single family residential. This is an application from the First Christian Church to build a facility in the Grand Mirror area, and that was approved by the planning board.
Very good. Work session, kind of back on the same old routine here.
Next week we'll have our second work session on the 2018 city budget. At the first work session, we laid out some of the proposals and requests, funding requests that had come mainly in our capital improvements program. That had put that initial mill levy about just over 3 mills increase, and commissioners gave us feedback that they thought that that was pretty high. And so we've done some modifications, and next week we'll more than cut that in half, reducing our capital improvement program basically to just critical items. So I think we had about 700,000 plus in proposed improvements, and that's going to ratchet that back to just over $300,000 worth of capital improvement, primarily equipment items. So that'll be the primary discussion point. A couple of things that are driving some of the increases. We had a payment for the conference center, debt service on the conference center, which the city helped to construct, although it's privately owned. We are picking up a portion of the funding on that. That had been coming out of the Economic Development Fund, and it was proposed to transfer to the Bond and Interest Fund beginning in the 2018 season. So that alone is about a mill in and of itself. So discussion on whether or not we want to continue that or find some alternative funding for that component. And then the increased security components at the airport is about a quarter of a mil. So the cost for the larger, the more staff and the contracting that we had to do for that.
Mayor, lots to consider next week.
There are, and you know, this is the tough season with budget. So it's going to be, I would say, long discussions, long evenings, but there's a lot of financial constraints we're feeling also from the state level as well as from the federal level. You know, when you talk about security for the airport and discussing that, and last year we had to discuss security for our courts because of the gun laws that were implemented for us. So some of these things we don't have much control over, but we have to find a way to fund it. So we'll have to see if we can cut back on something and use funds from there, or if we need to look at the way our taxes are right now. Is there a call?
Dave has something to share with us, apparently.
Had a caller just a couple of moments ago. Was not in a situation where he could be on the air, but he had some questions, and this is regards to a restaurant or the restaurant space at the regional airport. And wondering if there is some flexibility, or could there be some flexibility created to make it more economically viable for a restaurateur to come in there with regards to the rent that may be charged to that restaurateur. If there's, because it's, you know, you've got a customer base that's there, what, five times a day outside of staff. And if there's some way to try to make it a little bit more possible for someone to take that initiative to put in something there when there isn't, and that rent may be a very big obstacle.
And you are looking for people.
Yeah,
right
and,
now,
yeah.
The mayor mentioned
certainly
earlier.
As we're soliciting proposals, if folks want to propose something that's interest unique or less than full service or limited times, limited rent based on that, maybe it's even cost sharing or profit sharing kind of component versus an actual square foot lease. So all of those terms are negotiable, and would encourage them to, instead of not making a proposal,
right,
of at least proposing something that they think would
work
for them.
Yeah.
And we'll use that as a comparison. And true, there's not, you know, a big number of flights, and they tend to come early in the morning and then late morning and mid-afternoon, and then the late flights, and typically folks aren't looking to come necessarily eat so much when they're landing. But I would, one of the things that a lot of people aren't aware of is how many people work in the Eureka Valley, mm-hmm, in the industrial park, you know, the airport related businesses, or just in the businesses or surrounding that area. There's a pretty big workforce there, and
right,
so it's something that they need to consider. And so if you look at a marketing technique of how do I market to the rest of the folks that are traveling on K-18 or who work in the Eureka Valley, and those are some significant numbers.
You right. never know if you get a Master Chef in there. I mean, people
that's right.
come in
okay.
from all over the place.
And
being
and
facetious, but...
Yeah. But no, there's actually some truth to it. I think last time when we discussed, there was only one person that had actually gave us a proposal because there wasn't anything there as far as the kitchen or anything of that sort that we had in. But one of the thoughts behind that is, like Ron was saying, there are a lot of people in that area that don't want to drive into Manhattan. I mean, to us, we feel like, oh, it's so laborious to come into Manhattan. I got to go all the way down there. And for some people, it might be, well, it's just a 10, 15-minute drive. But if you can just go next door and grab a sandwich or grab a slice of pizza or whatever it might be, that's more for them. It's much easier. And there is a lot of people that – and that area is growing much faster. So there's a lot of people that, you know, might want to stop in there. But we certainly want options. We want a lot of people to take advantage of it. And if it fits the needs of the airport and that area – I think our city staff is wonderful as far as working with them and what can happen and what we might be looking for. So if you have a thought about putting in a proposal, contact our city offices and see if it's a viable option for us. And, you know, we do all kinds of things. So
well, I know briefly they had something there, but of course the airport wasn't nearly as updated as it is now. But
right.
They tried something briefly, and
they
I don't know what happened
with that.
They've
had some limited success and limited hours of operation because of that flight schedule. So, and we've tried some food trucks and had some success, and those are some components too. So, you know, trying to fit what that niche is and how do you market that component to the rest of that area without, you know, right now it's free parking. So, you know, it doesn't charge you anything to come in and park and use that restaurant. So that's kind of a nice thing. Or, you know, do you work with different folks, you know, for delivery within the Valley? So there's a lot of folks that work on a daily basis, and lots of shifts over there in the business park, and then certainly along the K-18 highway.
Lots of things to think about.
I agree.
I know some, even though you had last week kind of off when it came to regular meetings, still very busy, I know, as
lots
we were discussing. Mayor, you said you had an opportunity to go to Lawrence,
yes,
the group.
Yes, so our Manhattan Area Chamber got together with Lawrence Chamber, and they arranged a meeting for Pottawatomie County Chamber, as well as Junction City Chamber, some of our city officials. I would say there was about 25 of us on a bus that took a trip to Lawrence last Tuesday to visit their Bioscience and Technology Business Center, and this is their incubator. So this is where they try to do economic development as far as recruiting businesses, giving them options to what they can set up, giving them office space, leasing areas of land, and it's great. It was a wonderful visit to hear them and to see the presentation and what they have to offer. A few takeaways were, you know, we often take for granted the relationship we have with Kansas State University, and the one thing we kept hearing during that meeting was they wish they had what we have with KU. You know, they have just two separate entities, and they haven't really merged like we have. We work very closely with the with Kansas State, and whether it's with NBAF or whether it's with the Department of Agriculture, their Vet Med, Kent Glasscock is a key critical piece of this. So we work together very nicely. So that was their missing link. They wish they had the same chamber and university and city relations that we do here. But the conversation was also for Pottawatomie County, so they can be part of it. And that's when I talk about our region. This was not just a Manhattan visit, but this was a regional visit. So I thought that was really great. The other thing I want to talk about is our neighborhood parties. You know, we just had a bunch of neighborhood parties for Manhattan Day over the weekend on Saturday. I visited some of them. It's so nice to have Hy-Vee also be a part of that, and Manhattan, the city of Manhattan. A lot of people are having a great time, and this is when you don't see your neighbors hardly anymore. A lot of kids don't go around playing kickball like they used to back in the day. So this was great to see them block off some streets and visit with each other, have conversations, and I learned a lot from my own neighbors, so I was glad that that happened. But coming back to the visits, we talked about applications, the app that the city adopted. That came from Clemson. When Clemson was visiting here, they talked about the apps that they have. So we often don't think, well, what are we going to get? Well, that was a pretty big deal. When they kept talking about apps and apps and apps, we were able to do an app like that for our city. They were also the ones that introduced us to the International Town Gown, where Commissioner Linda Morris and several people from K-State went to Oregon to visit university and city issues such as binge drinking or traffic, parking, housing. So they had lots of sessions. So this happened because of that visit. If they had not visited, we would not have known about it or acted on it. And then K-State also stepped up to become a partner in it. So there were a lot of, we were pretty active, pretty busy. It didn't seem like a vacation, but certainly not having to worry about getting ready for a meeting certainly helped a little bit too to get out in the community and talk to everybody.
Well, and I appreciate you mentioning how some of these meetings and what's resulted from that. Sometimes we just hear you think of these meetings are a lot of talk and, you know, but it's interesting that you've talked about some concrete examples of how they were taken to maybe that next level. Interesting.
I think so.
We're about out of time, Ron. Anything else real quickly?
Well, more orange cones, I'm sure, will be going up as we get into more neighborhoods for street maintenance and other projects that will be beginning. Obviously, Denison has a lot of work on it right now and will continue through the summer. And we try to hit those areas around campus hard when most of the cars are gone. And so just be careful out there.
Again, Manhattan Mayor Uscharetti, City Manager Ron Fair, you've been listening to In Focus.
News Radio KMAN. Make sure you join us tomorrow morning for KMAN's In Focus, beginning at 9:06. Our guests include USD 383 School Board Member Kurt Herman, Superintendent of Schools Marvin Wade, also Business Director for the School District, Lou Faust, will be joining us. And we'll find out more about a fundraiser at Nelson's Landing in Leonardville. That's coming up this weekend as well.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan on the heels.